I'm so excited with our guest that I have in studio. She goes by the name of Marilu Meirang. And I'm very excited about this because we're going to be going on a journey, about a four-week journey with her as we talk about the four relationship pillars of wellness. Marilu, welcome to Impact 103's Morning Drive.
It's such a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you.
What is, well, let's go before we go into the four pillars. We're going to obviously be delving into each pillar over each week, and I'm not going to be revealing them just as yet. First, I'd love to know, who is Marilu Meirang?
So thank you for having me. I am a single mom with two little beautiful kids. I am in my prime years of 23, and I have always been so super passionate about wellness. I feel like, you know, when God has just called you for something, it doesn't matter where you go, it just brings you right back. And that has been my journey with God in this in wellness. So I started off at school doing a lot of sports. After school, I thought, I didn't really know what I wanted to do until the age of 30. So for any parent out there whose kids don't know what they want to do after school, just trust God with the journey, because I was very involved with triathlons in my 20s, and in my late 20s, I discovered that that is really a passion of mine and I wanted to follow it. And God has just really like guided me through the whole process of wellness. I studied personal training first of all, and then it just evolved because I was just so hungry for knowledge of wellness. And so it evolved into eating, how to be living well, and holistically as well. So I think there's a big portion of this where I want to really bring across, and it will come across these four pillars and these 4 weeks that we're going to discuss this on, how wellness is not just a physical thing. So it's so important to understand that as humans or as beings, we are we have our body, we have our mind, and we have our spirit. So we actually are spirit with a soul that is in a body. And it's so beautiful because scripture explains our body as a sanctuary. So many times we would identify with our bodies where this is just an outer shell. You know, this is just a sanctuary that our soul and our spirit actually lives in. It's the vehicle that we use to actually be in this world, but we have to take care of it. And, so what is important about wellness is to then understand that every single approach we take is from the aspect of this trinity, truly, that we are this trinity of spirit and soul and body, and we have to take care of all three. And so that's, as you can hear, I'm already just going straight into teaching.
It's really great. And it's so important because sometimes I feel that we forget the spiritual side of our wellness. We're very focused on the physical look, but not really focused on our spiritual wellness. So I think just unpack that and make us aware, where do we start when it comes to spiritual wellness?
So again, I think as people, we compartmentalize. You know, we live in a physical world where we sense everything with our five senses. So it's with our eyes that we see. And when we look at things, it is individual. So, I mean, you sitting over there, I'm sitting over here. And that in itself is what we could perceive as separate. So we separate these three, avenues of ourselves, or these three dimensions of ourselves. And because of that, yes, we could either just focus on the physical and neglect the spiritual. Or what I've also seen is, especially people that are in church, you know, Christians, they almost like leave health over in the hands of God. And I know that, I mean, obviously God is our healer for sure, but he has actually put us in stewardship of our bodies. And I'll explain that quickly. In Genesis, God said to Adam that he needed to steward and guard the earth. Okay, so that was a command he gave, like that was his work that he needed to do. Now, what is our bodies made up from? The dirt of the earth. So this is actually, our bodies is the first environment that we actually have to steward in God. And that was a command that God has given him. So God didn't say, I'll take care of your health, you just name the animals. No, he said that he needed to steward and guard the earth. And because our bodies are made of the same dust of the earth, that is something that is our responsibility. So health, when I coach on health, healing and restoration, it's also to understand that health is our responsibility. You cannot You cannot, you know, keep on eating unhealthy food and just expect God to pick up the pieces for you when you fall apart. Like, that's being very irresponsible and immature, in all honesty. So it is your job to look after your body. Yes, God is gracious and he's merciful, and he is our healer. So when it comes to healing, that is a co-op between ourselves and God when it comes to healing. And then restoration. So health, healing, and restoration are three different things altogether. They sound the same and they are in line of wellness, but health is our responsibility. Healing is a co-op with God, and then restoration is totally in God's hands. And so if we understand where our job lies, we can then actually, you know, I want to say, pick it up and take it from there. So that is just how that all forms out in terms of health, healing, and restoration.
It really begins with our relationship with God. At the end of the day, it says in the scriptures that our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And how can we have a body that is full of, and when I say junk food, you can put it in the sense of litter in your environment, and expect the Holy Spirit to be happy to be in that kind of environment? Yes.
So, and you know, you're right by saying that. You know, it's quite interesting, because I think a lot of people don't know what they don't know. So God also says that my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So you might think that you're eating healthy, but unfortunately in this world, we're also sitting with the enemy that comes in with sneaky ways in how to actually take us away from that. And so that is where the four pillars really comes in, because the first pillar that we're discussing today is your relationship with God. Because when your relationship with God is first and foremost, everything else follows. And I call it one of the pillars, but it, you know, when you build a house, you've got a couple of walls, and then you've got that one thick wall that kind of just, it's the foundation and it's the source. And if that wall falls, then all the other walls will also fall down. And that pillar for me is your relationship with God. And so scripture also says that when the disciples asked Jesus, what are the commandments, the best commands, he said, first and foremost, love God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, and with all of your soul. And so that is the basis of this first pillar, because we have to love God. First of all, you have to have a relationship with God to really be in true wellness. So if there's unbelievers out there that don't believe in God, you'll see that in some form of fashion, there'll be a very big lack in wellness. Either they'll sit with anxiety, or they'll sit with some sickness or ill relationships, you know. So like there, you can always spot it, because it filters through to the rest of the relationships. And so if our first pillar, which we're discussing today, is our relationship with God. Now, who is God? God is Abba Father, Yahweh. It's Jesus Christ, Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit, which is also the Ruach of God. And so that is God. And it's so beautiful, because when Jesus said that you have to love God, now just love in itself, to understand, to unpack that, love is not a thing, it's a person. Love is Jesus. So when we love God, it means that we have Jesus in our lives. So we cannot love God unless we have Jesus first. And it's so beautiful to know that God had loved us first, even before he had made creation. And it's because that we have Christ, because Christ is love. He doesn't have love. It's not some additional characteristic of him. He is love. And so the more you have Christ in your life, the more love you have. And then in that way, you can then love God back. And so to then love God with all of your mind, heart, and soul. And so if you unpack those three, because I was always so fascinated by, if you think about mind, heart, and soul, you would almost imagine that they would be the same thing. You know, if we talk about heart, where is your heart? Where is your soul? Where is your mind? They all, it all feels like it could be the same thing. But God is quite specific with using mind, heart, and soul in that verse. And he's saying to love me with all, or love God with all of your mind. So what is your mind? It is your consciousness. It's your consciousness with what you are saying. It's your consciousness with what you're doing. It's consciousness with what you are thinking. So those thoughts that you consciously think about. So if I say red, you're consciously thinking of red. You know, like if I'm picking up this cup, I'm consciously thinking of picking up this cup. So that is the conscious thoughts that we have in our mind. Heart, where is heart? So there's so many scriptures that talk about heart. Heart is, you know, like how a man think in his heart, that is how he would be. So where is our heart? If we love God with all of our heart, what is that? Now, I have quite a vast understanding of like science and quantum physics as well. That has definitely been on my journey of how I've come to be. And I know that the heart also has an electric magnetic field around it. But these verses don't actually speak about that particular heart. It talks about your subconscious mind. So if you understand that your heart means your subconscious mind, all of a sudden a new world opens up and you realize that you have to love God with your subconscious mind. So how do you love God with your subconscious mind? Because you don't have a lot of control over your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is that when, as an example, if you're driving your car and you've been driving for 20 years, you don't have to think about it anymore. It happens automatically. You know, there's a lot of habitual things in our lives that we're just doing subconsciously. We don't think about it consciously with our thoughts anymore. So how do we love God with that subconscious mind? And that subconscious mind is also where our emotions are stored, because we react out of our subconscious mind. So again, as an example, let's say someone says something and immediately you're triggered. And afterwards you think, wow, why did I react that way? You know, why that was actually, I didn't need to react the way that I did. It's because there's certain trauma in your subconscious mind that hasn't been dealt with. And that's, and it's connected to an emotion. So let's say, for instance, when you were a child, something had happened, the enemy lied to you in certain degrees, and you now have that fear or that anger that is locked into that exact moment, and that moment hasn't been released yet in your subconscious mind. So now when someone else has reacted in a very similar way, your subconscious mind is the first one to react, and you react then out of anger, and then afterwards you're like, wow, I didn't need to be, you know, upset about that. So that's just an example of the subconscious mind. Now, how do we get to actually tap into the subconscious mind to love God with our subconscious mind? Because wow, you know, if we have to think about what is going on in our subconscious mind, there's actually a lot that is not aligned yet with God. And there's so much that we then actually have to take responsibility for. Your subconscious mind, just to quickly give you an example as well, and how powerful it is. I'm going to do a little exercise quickly with you.
Okay, I'm excited. Let's do this.
So just to show you how powerful the subconscious mind is. And I want the listeners to sit in on this. So take a nice deep breath. I want you to use your imagination, visualize the next couple of things that I'm going to explain. You are on the beach, you're on a nice summer holiday, it is really hot, it's one of those humid, hot days that you've been out, you've been on the beach, it was hot, and you come back late afternoon into the house and you're quite thirsty. You walk up to the kitchen and there's a nice wooden like cutting board with a beautiful, juicy yellow lemon lying right there on the cutting board. So you walk up to it, you take the lemon and you start cutting the lemon. You can see it's also really juicing. You take half of this lemon in your hand and you squeeze the juice into your mouth. Now, I know this exercise and my body's still reacting. Okay, that's how powerful the subconscious mind is. But as I was talking about this, your saliva started to react to the taste of
it
lemon.
Did. Okay.
So, but let's be honest, there's no lemon inside.
No.
You didn't have a lemon here, but your body responded
yes.
to the subconscious mind. And this is how powerful the subconscious mind and how immediately it manifests in the physical when you use your subconscious mind. So I just want to leave that with you guys to chew on. Yeah, so
that is amazing. Well, if this is how we've kicked off the next 4 weeks, your relationship with God being the first pillar of wellness, well, I'm looking forward to the next couple of weeks. We have Marilou Mayring in on the morning drive. Marilou, you've said so many things and I can relate to what you've said in so many ways. And I'm sure our listeners can also relate to something that you've said on the show now, and they've gone back and it's triggered something and they've realized, I've got to work on this.
Yes.
So to start working on your relationship with God, I mean, I did not see looking after the land, you know, the dust, as also looking after my body in that
yes.
kind of sense. I always thought, okay, well, you just look after the land, you look after the animals. Adam had to do all those kind of things. I did not see that scripture like that. I'm sure you're going to be unpacking scripture in many different ways, how God has revealed scripture to you over the next few weeks. Mary Lou Mayrung, thank you so much, and look forward to you next Tuesday as we continue discussing the four pillars of wellness.